Okay, when it comes to staff, I've actually noticed quite a bit in my practice. It's like, this is going to sound weird, but people enjoy power in the workplace. And they will try to achieve that by any means possible. But the first rule of the place of work is to ensure that you don't enmesh personal with workplace behavior. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you need to understand you're in a place of work. Yes, you spend most of your life or most of your time in the workplace, and people say, therefore, you should be comfortable. It should be like a family. Sadly, it does not work like that. People compete with each other. People want to be seen in the best way possible by superiors. And people want to somehow be liked for the wrong that they do.
The overall, I guess, management of that situation, because we had, for example, from Advocate Vessels telling us that, look, there are certain processes that one should follow and could go through in terms of the internal processes, etc., etc. At times, employees have, and we heard from some of our listeners this morning in terms of their own experiences, having done just that, having, you know, gone through the necessary processes, but then find themselves being victimized in the process. And so the next person becomes reluctant to follow suit, and essentially that toxic culture then persists, broadly speaking. And I'm wondering then, sort of, how then do we then deal with it? Is it, because surely it's not sustainable to say that it's just part of being employed and we just have to grin and bear it and carry on with our lives.
Yeah, I guess exactly what you're saying. I actually have a situation that I'm dealing with currently, where a gentleman has got mental issues, and the workplace was informed as to how that he should be handled in the workplace, because the workplace does have a responsibility to people that they employ. And if they've been warned that there's something happening with this person, this is how you need to handle it. But a staff member, a senior staff member, got hold of that document and uses it to taunt this man, and therefore pushes him over the edge with, by getting angry or something. And two therapies, this man has been taught on how to deal with those situations. But you can only push somebody so far. And he now has become victimized by people around him who know his condition. And they are now all kind of piling onto him. He's now a kind of form of entertainment for everybody. So theirs was a confidential document being given to the workplace to say, this is what is going on with your staff member, and this is how you treat him. And the management person gets hold of it and uses it to his advantage. Because the workplace is stressful, and people like distractions. So how would you handle this practically in the workplace? With him specifically, we're going on a special route, which includes the process involved with employment. But for you to continue working there, I think is your question. How do you handle it? Okay? When you need to control your reactions to start with. Sometimes when people push your button, you do them a favor and react in the way they want to. Okay? So you fall into the trap of giving in to what they want. And then they know exactly how to handle you. So you then start learning how to control your reactions in the moment. You start feeling terrible. You want to lash out. But doing all those things is falling, playing into the game. When you start feeling panicked or you're overwhelmed, you need to start, look at a quick grounding exercise that you should do. The one thing that I always say to my clients and patients, the only thing we can control is our breathing. And a breathing exercise is one of the best grounding exercises. You just start breathing in and out very slowly, and the moment to react kind of impulsively passes. If that's what you're looking for, practical ways.
Yeah. I'm also then wondering, considering what you're mentioning then, much of the onus then still sits with the employee that may, for example, be victimized in the workplace, considering that, yes, it's important to manage one's own emotions and manage and control oneself within the workplace, all things considered. But it seems in the much of the onus is on the employee themselves to manage themselves rather than on holding those responsible accountable for creating such an environment.
Absolutely. And I live by the adage of you can only change you. You can't change the people around you. But ultimately, if you change how you behave, it will cause changes in other people's reaction towards you. Okay? It's a very simple technique that I use, whether it be in the workplace, outside of work, anything. You can't change how others behave. But by changing your behavior, you then teach them how to change their reaction towards you. Say, for instance, you lose your cool. And they're expecting that because they want you to do that. And they've already prepared how to react towards you. But if you don't react in the way they expect, surely they're thrown off guard. And I agree with you, it seems like horrible that you've got to change yourself. And management or anybody will do things to suit them, and they won't really assist you. Okay, let's take the scenario of you being bullied in the workplace. You go and let management know, due process is followed, and then you have a meeting with the so-called perpetrator. And in that office, they will make all kinds of promises not to do anything similar in the future. The minute you leave the office, what happens?
Yeah, I'm wondering then perhaps in a broad sense, at times people do put their trust within perhaps HR practitioners and the HR person in the building, and in many instances, and this is not me coming for the HR people, so please don't come for me on the WhatsApp line, but in many instances people misunderstand the role of human resources within the company, and so bluntly, to ask the question bluntly, is HR your friend at work?
Well, basically, the common thing that you should start with is nobody is your friend. Nobody in the workplace is your friend. Everybody is there for their own prosperity. Yes, the HR person is supposed to be looking out for you, making sure that you're not treated unfairly. But I've actually seen it is such a common practice that people that start this kind of behavior, the toxic behavior, strangely, I think research was begun on this, are friends with the HR people. And when you go in, and every time you complain, the HR person is normally overloaded with work as well. Every time you complain, they obviously getting irritated because you're there all the time. They shouldn't be, but they do, because they're human too. And by assisting you while they're still part of the company, seeing that they're not going to do that justice to you, they're working for the company. They're going to do what's best for the company. They want to stay in the good books of other management team members. So in situations like this, it's always best to have an external person mediate. And I think there are situations where you can demand that and say, I'm sorry, I don't feel safe in this environment. And I've seen that first meeting that you have where the employee is not allowed to bring in kind of support to the people. They're coming alone. And I think it's the second meeting when they say you're allowed to bring a staff member with you. So how do you feel safe when everybody is there for the company but not for you?